KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look for occasional light rain and showers today, a high around 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. Prosecutors say that they're still absorbing their success in getting a guilty verdict for a Western Iowa woman who shot her neighbor to death in 2001. A jury found Tracy Richter guilty of murder Monday in the death of Dustin Weedy. Richter claims she shot Weedy during a home invasion at her residence in Early, which is in Sac County. Prosecutors maintain there was no home invasion, and Richter killed Weedy to keep him quiet for his role in a plot to frame her ex-husband. Sac County Attorney Ben Smith said it was his first jury trial, and he didn't know what to expect. He filed charges in the case just months after taking office. Smith said he's happy for Weedy's family, but he hasn't had time for the verdict to really sink in. Richter's attorney, Scott Banstra, declined to comment. News time is 8:01.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green reported yesterday that three people were arrested over the weekend. On Friday, 24-year-old Kelsey Swinnerton of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Saturday, officers arrested 27-year-old Laura Madden of Atlantic on charges of burglary in the third degree, domestic abuse and assault while participating in a felony. And on Sunday, 30-year-old Steve Pedersen of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant for domestic abuse assault. All three of those individuals are booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The voters in the listening area will be heading to their polling places to cast ballots in the general election today. In most areas around here, the polls will open at noon and close at 8 p.m. However, in Cass County, the polls will open at different times depending on where you live. Atlantic polling centers for Wards 1, 4, and 5 open at noon and close at 8 p.m. But the polling centers for Atlantic Ward 2, Grove 2 Township, and Ward 3 opened at 7 a.m. and they will close at 9 p.m. because of a special county election for Supervisor District 2 is being conducted at those two voting centers along with the regular city election. All other precincts in the county will open at noon and close at 8 p.m. A list of the polling places here in Cass County is available on our website at KJAN.com. Click on the Daily Diary page and scroll down toward the bottom of that page for the list of polling places. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said there is no candidate for the four-year mayoral term in Anita, and three persons running for 2 4-year seats on the city council. They include Jeff Bonsack, Tom Harris, and Angel Lee McCullough. In Cumberland, Nancy Virginia Coughlin is the lone candidate for mayor, and Sandra Armstrong is a candidate for one of two seats on the city council. There is no candidate for the other seat. In Griswold, Victoria Jones is in the running for mayor, and there are just two candidates for three open seats on the city council. That includes Lisa Cook and Larry Mundorf. Residents of Griswold will also vote on whether or not to approve the establishment of a capital improvements reserve fund, which would mean the levying of taxes of up to 67.5 cents per $1,000 of taxable valuation per year for a maximum of 20 years. And if approved, that will begin with the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2013. The levy would be used to fund flood mitigation efforts, procedures, and strategies in the city of Griswold. In Lewis, Don Kors is running for mayor. Three people, including incumbent Dwayne Scott Anderson, Sarah Kors, and Bethany Nichols, are running for the 3 4-year seats on the city council in Lewis. In Marnie, incumbent Mayor Randy Baxter is running unopposed for re-election, while six people are running for 5 open seats on the council. They include incumbents James Hoffman, Lanny Kite, Dennis Priester, and Angela Redler, along with challengers Alan Cranston and Randy Henningsen. In Messina, no candidate has filed to run for mayor, and three persons have filed for 3 seats on the council, including incumbent Linda Reinecke and newcomers Adam McCunn, along with Gloria Waters. In Wyota, Catherine Havens is the lone candidate for mayor, while Eric Johnson, John Schwarty, Ray Zellmer, and incumbent Lamar Spies are running for the 2 seats on the city council. Here in Atlantic, there are two seats open on the city council because Kern Miller and Pat Simmons opted not to run for re-election. Ashley K. Hayes is unopposed for the 3rd Ward council seat, and Chris Jimerson is unopposed for the 1st Ward seat. Atlantic 4th Ward councilperson Linda Hartkoff and at-large councilman Dana Halder are both running for re-election and are also unopposed. Two women are running for seats on the city's Park and Recreation Board here in Atlantic. Incumbent Mary Strong seeks re-election, while Jolene Smith looks to fill a seat vacated by Board Chair Nancy Fredrickson. 5 candidates will appear on the ballot for the Cass County District's 2 Board of Supervisors seat, which was created by the death of Supervisor Chuck Keenan. Those names include Gaylord Schelling, Don Lappy, Pat McCurdy, Jeff Richter, and Kathy Summers. There are some hotly contested races in this year's general election. In Adair County, 3 people are in the running to become mayor in Fontenelle, including Lynn Eddy, R. Scott Homan, and Gregory Jackson. And 9 people hope to fill 3 at-large seats on the city council. In Adair, Danny Clausen and Kelby Harris and Dennis Weigel are running for mayor. 4 candidates are running for 3 at-large seats on the council in Adair, and 3 people are running for 2 vacancy seats on the council. In Montgomery County, 5 candidates are in the running for the title of mayor in Red Oak, where Ted Schoonover has opted not to run for re-election, and 3 candidates are vying to become mayor in Villisca. Voters in Red Oak's 3 wards and Coburg will cast their ballots at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds' Gold Building. In Shelby County, there's a 3-way race for mayor in Harlan, where Gary Christensen has decided against running for re-election after serving in that position since January of 2000. There are also 2 persons in the race to fill the 4th Ward City Council seat in Harlan, vacated by Rhonda Brown, a 10-year member of the City Council. In Defiance, 2 incumbents and 2 challengers are running for City Council. In Shelby, 7 people are running for 3 seats on the City Council. In Tennant, 4 people, including 2 incumbents, are also running for 3 open seats on the Council. Up in Guthrie County, 3 candidates are hoping to become mayor in Guthrie Center, including incumbent Dennis Kunkel. There are also 4 people, including 2 incumbents, running for 3 seats on the City Council. In Adair, 3 candidates are vying to become mayor. 5 people are running for 3 at-large seats on the City Council, and 3 other candidates are squaring off for 2 vacancy positions on the Council. In Bagley, up in Guthrie County, 5 people are on the ballot for 3 Council seats. 2 are hoping to fill a vacancy term, while the other 3 hope to fill 2 4-year Council positions. In Jamaica, 4 persons are on the ballot for 2 seats on the City Council, and incumbent Mayor Hal Meineke is being challenged by Jayanna Corbin. In Stewart, there are 3 candidates on the ballot for 2 council seats, including 2 incumbents. And in Yale, there are 4 persons vying for 2 seats on the city council, including 2 incumbents. There are no contested races in Audubon County, but here are some of the contested and uncontested races in Pottawatomie County. In Avoca, James Mason is running unopposed for mayor, with incumbent Scott Pigsley not seeking another term. Incumbent Fred Miller and newcomers Marcella Deschamp, Jeff Goebbels, Sandy Peterson, and Deanna Scroggie are vying for two council seats. William Heidert and Eric Weaver face off for mayor in Carson, and the winner replacing Lyndon Taylor, who's not running. 5 candidates, Rochelle Alf, Victor Ayers, Troy Graves, Callie Kelson, and Clifford Proct will battle for 2 council seats in Carson. In Hancock, the mayoral race features 3 candidates today, incumbent Wayne Bivens and newcomers Jeff Gress and John Hayes. Newcomers Darren Brockman and Herb Handel join incumbents Cindy Geyer and James Koch in the race for 3 council seats. Underwood Mayor Dennis Bardsley faces newcomer Robert Achenbach, while incumbents Robert Dose and Todd Irwin, along with newcomer Rhonda Johnson, are candidates for 3 council seats in Underwood. Richard Armstrong and O. Dean Olson are candidates for mayor in Minden. Patrick McFadden and Kevin Zimmerman are running unopposed for 2 council seats. John Wellman is running unopposed to fill the seat vacated by Brian Lund in Minden, who resigned. Macedonia Mayor Terry Pullen runs unopposed, while Mitchell Easton, Terry Franks, Daniel Lajko, Bradley Swope, and Donald Tye are candidates for 3 council seats there in Macedonia. Incumbent Lon Ring faces Jason Zabrowski, for Neola mayor, while incumbents John Herbert Brick, Joe Monk, and Aaron Wellman, as well as newcomer Pete Sorensen, vie for 3 council seats. In Oakland, Betsy Moniz is the only candidate for 2 available council seats. Debbie Rollins and Joe Weedy are not seeking re-election. Walnut Mayor Gene Larson is running unopposed. Newcomer Mary Bierbaum and incumbent Kathleen Heumann are running unopposed for council seats, while Tony Zimmerman is not seeking re-election in Walnut. In Trainer, Bryce Poland is running unopposed to replace Mayor Charles Killian, who isn't running. Incumbent Alan Hadfield is the only candidate on the ballot for two council seats. Also in the news, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it will change its approach to managing the Missouri River, following a summer of record flooding that damaged or destroyed nearly 400 homes, led to millions of dollars in road repairs, and forced communities to scramble to build temporary levees. The Corps announced yesterday it'll make changes in the coming winter and spring. Those changes include getting as much water out of the river's basin's reservoir system as possible this fall and winter, as well as analyzing how much more reservoir space might be reserved to ease the flooding. Of course, the change came in response to concerns voiced by residents during 8 public meetings held recently in Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas, Montana, and North Dakota. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou's entire cabinet is offering to resign in an effort to pave the way to an interim government that will try to secure the next chunk of bailout money. Papandreou and the opposition leader are trying to hammer out a power-sharing deal under intense pressure from other European leaders. The Italian premier's main coalition ally says it's time for Silvio Berlusconi to step down and make way for a replacement as the country tries to straighten out its financial problems. The appeal comes hours ahead of a key vote in parliament that could force Berlusconi to resign. In this country, Herman Cain's latest accuser says she has nothing to gain by coming forward. Sharon Bialik tells CBS's The Early Show that she's standing by her assertion that Cain made an inappropriate sexual advance toward her in a car back in 1997. 4 women have accused the Republican presidential candidate of sexual harassment. Cain will hold a news conference later today. News time is 8:12.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Gail Schwarty, age 62, of Erling, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Gail Schwarty will be held today at 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Deloy Cannon, age 69, of Greenfield, died Friday. Celebration of life services for Deloy Cannon will be today at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Howard Albert Schneider, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Funeral services for Howard Schneider will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Joyce Elaine Miller, age 59, of Persia, died Saturday. Funeral services for Joyce Miller will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Persia. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kathy Coleman, age 64, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Kathy Coleman will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Thomas Schumacher, age 61, of Avoca, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Thomas Schumacher will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Al M. Wernemont, age 57, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Al Wernemont will be Friday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. 68-year-old Roger Wright of Lewis died Monday. Funeral services for Roger Wright will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Jane Miller, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Sunday. Memorial services for Jane Miller will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.